This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio.
Hello.
Yo! Welcome back!
How are you doing?
Very good, yeah. Hello.
How are you?
What are you talking to?
I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, well, welcome to you as well.
Yep.
How's it going? This is Hardesty and Needle on FUBAR Radio. Been away for about, what is it, 4 weeks?
Yeah, a month, yeah.
I apologise, that's my fault. I had to go to Bali, and then I got very sick last week, and it wasn't good, was it, Andy?
No, you sounded sick.
I was sick. I did sound sick.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I was sick.
And then it'd be the next day, like apparently, like you were bouncing about.
Apparently?
Well, I don't know. Someone said they saw you and you seemed quite bright and lively. I saw you in the afternoon. All right.
I've got a very big personality. It's hard to get me down.
Is it?
Yeah. That's annoying. I did feel like, maybe I should just fake this for a week. Even though I am feeling better. But yeah. I swear to God, last week I was feeling awful.
Yeah, I mean, you did sound it, but but you are quite a good actor.
Thank you very much. If you want to book me,
yeah,
I'm...
I know what it's like though, isn't it? Because like, basically the first time, I know I might have spoken about this before, but you know, say you're ill,
yeah,
and you get the day off school, then in the morning you are actually ill.
Yeah.
By about lunchtime you've sort of perked up a bit.
And
but you've got to fake it, because if you look too perky, mate, you go in the afternoon.
What, in the afternoon? What if you want, because then like, what, go back to school now?
No, basically I've had it when basically I've been really ill in the morning, yeah. Then it got to lunchtime, mum was like, right, okay, you seem okay now, you can go into the afternoon.
Yeah,
like, no, I'm ill.
Yeah, you got to fake it, yeah. You got to be like, oh no, I'm ill again.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're right.
Because in the mornings and the night times, that's when you feel most ill. In the middle of the day, you sort of...
Yeah, because you wake up, you feel bad, then you have some paracetamol and you feel fine. But that's when your mum goes away. You think, hang on. Then you can jump on the bed. You think, this is mint. I've got the day off.
Yeah.
And then you sort of go, I'm cool. And then you go down again at night and you feel like, I'm not lying here, but I'm actually getting worse again.
Yeah,
of course you are.
Yeah,
off the
exactly.
Bed.
I don't believe you. I'm talking about paracetamols. Are you still taking a ridiculous amount of paracetamols a day?
I've actually calmed down since I went to Bali. Just to let you know, I was on about 16 paracetamol a day.
Yeah, 16.
Until someone pointed out that I shouldn't be doing that.
No, it's going to damage all your organs.
Well, it's bad because I have a sore liver, so I have to take them to sort of like stop the... someone said that might be causing the bad liver.
That's causing the bad liver, you fool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
All right.
You want to take heroin to get rid of the liver?
Yes, you're right. I've been trying that. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good. Really takes the pain away.
Good.
Right, so what have we got on the show today?
Asking me.
Andy Pye. Well, I'll tell you what we've got on.
Okay.
We've got James. Someone's supposed to get me a second name, and I had it written down, but it's not. It's James. He's the head of the Squatters. It's called squashcampaign.org, basically. They advise you on squatting. I'm homeless at the moment, so I really am looking forward to chatting to him, because I need some advice on how I can get you out of your house and I can get in there and occupy it.
Yeah.
We've got the game How Light Is Your Body?
Yeah, that's returning, because basically Rich didn't like the game, so it was terrible, but we said if you email in and you don't like it and you don't want it to return... What are you signalling about me for?
I'm signalling because my headphones are too loud.
Right, I can't do anything about it now. I'm trying to
go on then.
Introduce the next segment.
Go on then.
If you don't like the thingy, email in. No one did, so it's returned.
If you don't like the game?
Yeah.
It's back. The game that no one liked is back.
Also, we're going to chat to John Welby. He's apparently, we're going to have to chat to him a bit earlier this week because he's off to watch Hunger Games Part 2.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Ooh. What, so we're going to get like a live sort of feed?
No. We're just going to chat to him before it.
All right. Well, what was he walking through the sort of hallway in the cinema?
No. Just before that, I think. Just before he's buying a hot dog.
Right. Well, tune in to hear a man you've never heard of
about to buy a hot dog.
About to buy a hot dog. We've got what have you been up to? News. Blah blah blah. So, what have you been up to? Well, I sort of touched on it a second ago. I've been to Bali.
Yep.
Went there for should have been for 2 weeks, but I got stuck there because of a volcano.
Right.
So I got trapped there for another 5 days, which is annoying because I had to come back for work. But because I was like, no one believes you when you say that you're stressed out in like a nice place.
Mm.
Basically, this volcano went off. Ash was literally falling from the sky. And I had to get back for work, and I kept trying to say to people, like, I want to come home. Like, I couldn't go in the sun because I'm filming something at the moment. I can't get tanned. So I had to basically avoid the sun. I was like Michael Jackson.
I know, I saw a picture of you. You didn't look like Michael Jackson. You're like a mixture between E.T. when they're trying to hide him away and Blanket Jackson.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you sat in on a sun lounger, but you just head to toe in towels.
In towels,
you
had
a little face peeking out. Didn't look very happy.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
And literally running from shade to shade.
Really?
Yeah, like one of those people who can't go in the sun. It was a nightmare. But like Blanket, you mean when he dangled him over the...
he popped him in a blanket the whole time, didn't he?
That's bizarre.
Well, yeah, I know.
Michael Jackson, he's bizarre, isn't he?
Some of the stuff, a couple of the things he did was bizarre, wasn't it?
He's a bizarre. So what did I do in Bali? I had a good time. I was chilling out quite a bit. Obviously, I was working, but I drank a lot of juices.
Did you? Wow.
Like, basically, that's all you do over there. People go there to like escape the London life, because you can go over there, you can live off like £2 a day and like live really healthily. Pays like 50p, or not 50p, but like about £50 a month rent or whatever, but like in a nice place. Yeah. But you can just like do your job from a laptop and like, do you know what I mean? If you work from a laptop at home, amazing. Don't be wasting money here. Sublet your room, use that money to get a flight over, and use the money that people are paying you from subletting it to pay for your rent over there. And then just like live off the... It's amazing.
But are there like any weird creatures and stuff? That's what scares me about it. I always have to find out what creatures in this particular country.
A lot of geckos. They make weird. They go, ah!
Oh, that's right.
Ah!
Hang on, that's not... That sounds like a bird.
No, I was like, what? No, what was the weird sound? It was like, ah! Ah! It was something weird. It was like... It was... But that's what it was. I was like, what the hell's that noise? I thought someone was... like winding me up. They're like, no, it's a gecko.
I believe that bloke at a police academy outside your window or
something. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Sudden little guy.
Yeah. But are there enough geckos? They're not very dangerous, are they? Is there anything else?
No, like... they're nice. Oh, I got bitten by a monkey. That was annoying.
What?
I got bitten by a monkey.
Did you go immediately to hospital?
No, I just sort of got on with it. But I did,
that doesn't sound like you. Why didn't you go and get...
Well, it didn't break the skin. It just sort of went for me.
Oh, right, okay. So it just sort of kissed your arm.
No. It did actually go for me. It went a bit purple. I got bitten by a dog as well.
Fucking hell, what did you smear yourself in dog food or some bananas or something?
Yeah, dog food. I really shouldn't have won that banana dog food too. I'm trying to get off the ground.
Why was everyone trying to take a bite out of you?
I just tasty looking guy. Meaty looking guy.
There's not as much on you as well. That's a bad choice by the dog and the monkey.
Well, I think what it was basically, I stayed at this place where there was a load of little puppies, and everyone was like, oh, this dog's got like puppies. I was like, so I just saw these three little puppies and went near it. Next thing, they sort of beast ran around, get off my kids. I was like, fucking hell.
Get off my kids?
Yeah, well, it didn't say that. It sort of said that with its mouth by biting my arm.
What is it with your animals, though? Because sometimes you get a bit stressed out, because we go in the park sometimes.
Yeah.
And like we'll see a dog, and the dog's wandering about looking a bit aimless, and you're like, come on, and you want the dog to come and like, you know, be mates with you and run towards you.
Yeah.
It always chooses me, and you get angry, and you're sort of like, oh, what's he doing?
I take it very personally, I realise.
Yeah, so they either ignore you or bite the shit out of you.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
Why is that?
They've got issues, aren't they? Well, they're thick, aren't they? Big hairy idiots. But like, this is the thing, when it bit me, I did actually take it really personally, and weirdly, talking about Michael Jackson, I understood why he would have like got rid of bubbles, because you do go like, you little that thing in your brain, that's like, little, why are you doing that to me? Like, it doesn't know what it's doing, but you think, oh, you've wronged me.
Mm.
And it's like, also I like to think of myself as like quite lovable. Like, I always think of myself as the kind of guy walking to a room. If someone's got a baby, it'll be like, oh, he likes you.
Yeah.
Or I've walked into a lot of rooms and they've gone, cat likes you, you're obviously a nice person. I thought, thanks very much.
But that's
what they say to me, Andy. That's what they say to me when I walk
in a room. Right.
Cat comes up to me, licks me, they go, yep.
But why every time I'm with you, all the animals ignore you or bite you?
No, they're weird ones. No, but if I go into a house...
They're the wrong ones. They're the, sort of gone on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah, but you know those women sometimes who, like, they're a bit odd and they sort of trust their dogs instantly. They go, oh, you're an... if you don't like someone, that's what I gauge people on. If you don't like them, I'm like, what, if someone's got food in their pocket? Or like...
Exactly, yeah. Or they kick the dog.
Yeah.
Or
accidentally stand on its toe or touch its babies.
Yeah, exactly. Did you touch its babies?
Yeah, I was stroking them.
Oh, so the mum came along and tried to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But do you think an actual beast ran in?
I don't know. I got confused. I said something like kids, and I thought, like, you're trying to touch some children, and you're talking about Michael Jackson, and I got sort of mended into...
Your head's got confused.
Yeah, I got confused.
It's like when you're eating some nice food, you see someone eating a bogey, and then your food's when you go, oh, you think you're eating bogeys, but your brain gets all confused.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Oh, that's annoying. Yeah, I drank a lot of juice, by the way. That's what I did. I drink a lot. Every morning I get to the same place, and just, like, down... The green, it's called like Lean Green Machine or something, but like a big one. But I've realised, why is everything so green? If it looks like Shrek, just drink it. It's good for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just generally, that's my rule.
Yeah.
If it looks like Shrek, have it.
Yeah.
Pop it in the mouth. It's going to be good.
That's good advice.
Good little bit of a rule for food. That could backfire though.
Because then you end up eating bogeys and shit.
All right, yeah, good point. Well, you're not going to get a litre of 1.5 litres of bogeys.
No.
Unless if, like,
how much was it? It was cheap, wasn't it?
Oh, it's cheap, about like 50p or something. It was amazing. And like, for super health. And I like flushing my body out, don't I, Andy?
Yeah.
I like to start every morning by flushing myself out.
Well, I don't know what that means.
It just means like, by sort of downing something and then like, sort of, you know, having
going to the toilet straight away.
Yes, having nothing in you.
Right.
It feels nice.
Taking laxatives.
No, God, no. Just taking like 1.5k of 1.5k of green Shrek juice.
Right, sure.
That's enough to flush anyone out.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
What else was there? There was basically, this was hilarious. The people were loving it, right? You know how I'm a funny man. Yeah.
Right.
And so basically, the two main names over there.